Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I say to you, I know where I am. I know who is here. There are so many who would hear this for the first time, and the instant you hear it, there is a judgment. And the judgment comes from all of the years where the old energy prohibits such a thing from being real. All of the centuries that you have lived, literally with a lid upon that which is you, a ceiling of belief. And the ceiling of belief comes from that which we will call an old energy attribute. You believe what you believe because you just haven't seen it this way. Not all of you. One of the attributes that we speak of over and over is that of the new humanity, where this, what you see today, will not have to be scrutinized and not have to be discerned near as much as it is or judged. Because you'll know it is the way family speaks to family. I want to ask you some questions. Is God inside you? And what does your psyche say? For you to sit in the chair almost overwhelmingly in this room, and those who would listen later, the answer would be yes. And you're not really clear to what degree or where or how, but you feel it. And you know that you are allied with a creative source, and you're not just a piece of meat walking the earth. You're not just biology that terminates and never comes back. That there is a spirit involved. And when you look at what the ancients believed from the very beginning of any belief, they knew that when they died, there was more. There was always an afterlife, and there still is. On this planet of monotheistic thinking, afterlife is a given. Over 80% of the religions on the planet believe in it. That means you're more than human. And here you are, sitting in the chairs, more than human. And the next question I want to say is, what's out there? How'd you get here? Where do you belong? Where is home? Really, where is home? If there is an afterlife, how long is it? And they will agree, forever. And we will tell you even more. We will say there is a for life, forever. In other words, you always were and you always will be. That's who you are. And yet you would sit and some will say, is this real? You're allowed to be eternal. You're allowed to have an afterlife. You're allowed to have God inside, but God can't talk to you. That's the shell of the old energy. One that keeps you contained and confined in a bubble that you've been told you must stay in. And now we're telling you to shatter it. To start understanding that you control so much more than you think, dear ones. Forever on this planet, those who believe in spiritual things have said that meditation and prayer, whatever you call it, can change things. And that's why you pray. You really think that you would go to a prayer meeting in advance knowing it does nothing? No. So there is the acknowledgement of what? You have some kind of energy that pours out of you that can make a difference. Some feel that you're on your knees begging to God to make a difference instead of understanding and knowing God is you. And that your participation in prayer is giving energy, real energy, to solution. We have told you forever, since you began, and even on different planets, this has been the message. You create light when you awaken to God inside. It's the message of the galaxy. And this is the message that some of you are beginning to believe. If it's true that what you think actually is energy and create things, where's the limit to what you could do? The masters of the planet, they walked around and they knew all of this. We've told you that they were special because their DNA was more efficient, up to 80%. And all of them told you the same thing, that they were an example of what you could do. Even the Christ himself said, I am the Son of the Creator, and so are you. Look at what we can do. That's energy. And you might say, well, that was good for thousands of years ago, but what about today? What about a year ago? These masters we speak of, they're still here. There are a few of them on the earth all the time. Some of them show themselves and some of them don't. One was named Sai Baba. He's gone now. Every morning of every day of his life, especially the last 15 years, thousands of people were in his front yard every day because they knew he had it. They wanted to be around him. He could heal with a look. He would wander among those who would sit cross-legged on his property and give them gifts. Out of his hands, out of nothing, would appear the vibhuti, the ash, which he would anoint those with. Some would eat it. It would multiply by itself when they took it home. Some he would give little wooden and stone statues. Sometimes he would change the color of someone's ring. All of it was documented. Some of it was even videoed. And I want to ask you something, American. What TV channel did you see it on? And the answer is, you didn't. And I'll tell you the reason. Because the bubble said it couldn't happen. Like your bubble may say, this can't happen. And it can. What you see here and now is real, and I ask you to discern it. One who discerns, I want you right now to ask innate in your body connected to the higher self, is this real? And innate will tell you, giving you the chills, welcome to the new energy where you can feel it, where you know these things are happening. And if you can get to that stage, dear one, now you can do everything else. You can change your own reality. I know who's here. There are those who have waited this day for my partner not to be entertained because they're in trouble. I know who's here. I want to say you come to the right place to sit and be loved by the Almighty and the creative source and those around you and to walk out clean. Is that such a thing? Out of your bubble. Well, if it is, why are you here? There is more than you think. Dear human being, we are celebrating life. And you. And what we teach today and next year and next year, what we teach is how to get out of the bubble. And what is there when you do? That's the messages of Kryon, of others. Look around and see all of the messages are the same. It's time to claim that it's inside mastery. That's it for now. We'll be back. And so it is.